Welcome to the Information Systems for Business podcast. The main purpose of the podcast is to augment the book Information Systems for Business, An Experiential Approach, 5th edition, by Franz Boulanger, Craig Van Slyke, and Rob Crossler. The book is published by Prospect Press. I'm your host, Craig Van Slyke. This episode is for the 5th edition of the textbook. Before we get started, I wanted to give a couple of disclaimers. The podcast purposely omits many details to get to the high points of each chapter, so listening to the podcast is not a substitute for reading the book. Each episode contains my view of the most important points of each chapter. Your professor may have a different view of what's important. The podcast is solely my responsibility, so any errors are on me, not my co-authors, your professors, Prospect Press, or my employer. All right, enough with the disclaimers. Let's get to the good stuff. This episode covers the most important points from Chapter 8, Protecting the Confidentiality and Privacy of Information. Even if you think you're posting something anonymously, it may still be possible to de-anonymize data in a way that identifies you. The focusing story for Chapter 8 discusses how this can happen. For example, researchers in the United Kingdom developed a statistical tool that could identify 99.98% of individuals from a supposedly anonymized data set. Also, anonymous location data is not difficult to link to specific individuals. How many people go to your school multiple days a week, then return to your home for the night? Probably one, you. And maybe your roommates. For this and many other reasons, you need to have some understanding of how to protect your digital privacy. The purpose of Chapter 8 is to help you understand various threats to information privacy along with methods for protecting your privacy. In addition, the chapter discusses some ethical aspects of information privacy. The chapter begins by defining information privacy. Next, Chapter 8 discusses information privacy threats, along with some consequences of privacy violations. This is followed by an overview of some technologies and solutions for protecting your privacy. Privacy policies and seals are discussed next, followed by a description of the role of government regulation in protecting privacy. Mobile information privacy is discussed in the next section. Then Chapter 8 covers some ethical issues related to information privacy. The chapter closes with a brief discussion of the relationship between privacy and security. Here are the main points of Chapter 8. Privacy of information is the confidentiality of the information collected by organizations about the individuals using their services. It's the ability to control information about oneself. Information privacy is a very important concept, especially as we move more of our lives online. The chapter discusses four main threats to information privacy. Data collection, which is about the amount and kind of data collected about individuals. This is a growing concern as we do more and more online. Unauthorized secondary use of information refers to the unauthorized use of data for purposes other than those for which they were initially collected. Errors in data can also be a major problem related to privacy. Finally, improper access to data happens when organizations and individuals fail to adequately protect information in their care. Because many people are so tied to their mobile phones, these devices can lead to major threats to your information privacy. Identity theft is a major potential consequence of information privacy violations for individuals. The best ways to protect yourself from identity theft are to follow basic security guidelines and use common sense. See the chapter for more details. For organizations, reputation harm is one of the major potential consequences of information privacy violations. There are some technologies that can help you protect your privacy. Cookie managers, as the name implies, help you deal with cookies. Cookies are small text files stored on your computer to store information about you, your accounts, and your computer. Cookies provide a lot of convenience, but they are a significant risk to privacy. Read the chapter for more information about cookies and how you can manage them. Anonymous browsing can also help protect your privacy. Most web browsers have an incognito or private mode or something similar. These may not make your browsing completely anonymous, though. Yep, you guessed it. Read the chapter to learn more. Most companies have privacy statements or policies that include information such as what data they collect, what they do with the data, and so on. The chapter also discusses privacy seals and privacy by design, but you'll have to read the chapter to learn more about those topics. There are a number of governmental regulations related to privacy. If you're in the United States, you may have heard of FERPA. If you're in Europe, you might be familiar with GDPR. See Table 8.3 for some other examples. In Chapter 1, you learned about the Internet of Things, which relates to connected devices such as smart thermostats and doorbell cameras, and many others. These devices collect a large amount of data and therefore represent a serious threat to information privacy. Privacy and ethics are closely related. The chapter talks about two aspects of this relationship, the PAPA, that's P-A-P-A, ethical framework, which is shown in Table 8.4, and ethical decision-making. Yeah, you got it. Read the chapter for more information. The chapter includes a brief discussion of how AI affects information privacy. Since AI is growing rapidly, be sure to check out this discussion. The chapter wraps up with a short discussion of the relationships between privacy and security. The basic idea is that sound security can protect against unauthorized use of private data. That's all for Chapter 8. This is another chapter with a lot of detail, so yep, you've heard me say it. I'm going to say it one more time. Read the chapter. Talk to you next time. Bye.